Miles Simmons here with Hall of Fame running back Eric Dickerson. And Edie, we get to talk playoff football. How about that?
How about that? In the second year, in Sean McVay's first year, I don't think a lot of Ram fans thought this would be possible, especially this year, you know, and the new coach, new coaching staff. Honestly, I did for sure. You know, I thought we'd be a little bit better, not much better, but we're a hell of a lot better. We're a whole totally different football team.
And we haven't had a chance to really sit down with you and talk to you since the Rams have clinched the NFC West. But I do want to ask you about that. You know, what did you think of the way the Rams went to Seattle and went to Tennessee and were able to get those clinching performances?
Well, the Rams are very good on the road this year. And it's hard to win on the road. It really is. I don't think people realize, no matter how bad a team is, supposedly, it's hard to win in their place. They went to Tennessee, they went to Jacksonville, went to Seattle, which was big, you know, going to Seattle. I was at that game, and you know, they started booing the Seattle Seahawks very early, which is, you know, uncharacteristic of Seahawk fans. But they were very impressive wins. I mean, sometimes, you know, they didn't play as well as they wanted to, and then sometimes they did. And Seattle, they played a great football game from the beginning to the end. In Jacksonville, it was kind of on and off, but they won the football game. Same thing in Tennessee. And that's the sign of a good football team. You can go on the road and sometimes win when you're not supposed to win and not play your best and win. The Rams did that quite a bit this year.
Well, Todd Gurley was at his best in those last few games. And, you know, he finished 2017 leading the league in rushing touchdowns and total touchdowns and in yards from scrimmage. Is he the league's MVP?
Well, you know, of course, I play for the Rams. And I'm a little biased, but I would have to say yes. And the reasons I would have to say yes is because if you look at Todd last year, a team that was 4-12, if you take Todd Gurley away from the Rams, they're not that much better. I mean, they would maybe win more than four games. I think they may win eight, something like that. That just goes to show how valuable he is to his football team. Now, on the other side, I think people will say, you know, Tom Brady. For sure, Tom Brady has won MVPs before. If you take Tom Brady away from the Patriots still make the playoffs. I believe that. They're still a good football team. I really believe that Tom's a great, great quarterback. But I believe in that system also they have here. You're talking about a player, Gurley, who came in with a new coach, a new system, and really lit it up. So for me, you know, it would have to be Todd, but, you know, they want to give it to the quarterback. You know, that's how it is. And hopefully we can break that stigma.
All right, we will definitely see if that happens. But coming up this week as the Rams play the Falcons, a lot of guys are going to be playing in their first playoff game. So I'll ask you, what do you remember about playing your first playoff game?
That I didn't care. It was a regular game to me. I mean, it really was. It was no different from any other football game. Only thing you know is that if you lose, you go home. And it's the same, pretty much the same principle playing football in the regular season. You lose, you just go home and come back the next week. You know, it's just you lose, you know the deal. It's a loss. But in the playoffs, you know, I think that, you know, people say that the hitting is more intense, the attitude is different, the speed of the game is different. That's not true. You play hard no matter what. Only thing is, this is a young football team, but it's a good thing they're young because, like, they don't know. Hey, we just want to play football. We want to win. We want to do our best. When you watch this football team this year, you can tell they're having fun, and that's what it's all about. And so I'm not worried about this being their first game. I'm really not. I think they're going to go out and play just like they played all season.
You expect that from quarterback Jared Goff, because he's obviously is one of those guys who is going to be playing in this first playoff game.
Most definitely I do. You know, you're playing it. Luckily, he's got his game at home. It's a home game with a home crowd. I don't think it'll be any different. It's like when you start the game, I don't care if you're in your first year, your 15th year. When you first start the game, you're nervous as hell. I mean, I was. I don't care how, you know, the game goes. Or when you get that first hit or that first pass completion or the first tackle, then all of a sudden, okay, it's game on. And you concentrate on the football game, not thinking, you know, this is our first playoff game, you know, we're playing against so-and-so. Man, you don't worry about that.
So what are the Falcons' real strengths that the Rams are going to have to stop this week?
Well, I think the main strength is their run game with Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman. We've been a little lax on the run sometimes, so we have to be careful there. But I feel like that's one thing that's came on in the last couple of weeks, is stopping the run. Matt Ryan is a very good quarterback. One thing about quarterbacks is Matt Ryan especially does not like to get hit. And we have one of the guys that will hit you in Aaron Donald. Our defense is very aggressive. They will close down lanes. If they can control that run game, and most definitely you'll control Julio Jones, you know, because you don't want him to go deep on you. But I think if they can hit Matt Ryan, it will be a game that the Rams should win.
All right. Well, everybody, those are ED's keys. You remember this weekend's kickoff, Saturday, 5:15 Pacific on NBC. That's all from us here in the Rams studio connected by AT&T. Enjoy the game.